can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for April 3rd, 2024, episode 82.
Curry and the Keeper.
And hello, my queen. From the Mar-a-Lago scene.
Oh,
hey,
goodness.
Now. Hello, jet setter. Hello, world traveler. Thank you for gracing us with your presence here at home.
You are welcome. Hello, my love.
Hey,
nice
baby.
Nice to see you again.
It's, you, you live here? I just checked.
I know.
Give me
Could
a cheers.
Could you turn me up just a little bit? A dog biscuit, please?
Yeah, one dog biscuit.
Yeah, there you go. Much better. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
She's asking. Well, that's the DB, like
man.
That DB. Yeah. Give me a cheers, baby.
I listen to No Agenda.
Oh, there you go.
Cheers. Now, I'm drinking wine.
You are. Woo-hoo! Not a lot, but you're drinking it. Yes. Okay.
I'm drinking it because this is a special wine.
I let this open up a little bit because I figured it had to.
Oh.
And we're going to tell you all about
How
it
How many
in a
ounces
moment.
Is this? About that, five?
That's, no.
Oh.
No, that's probably three.
Okay.
3 ounce pour.
Okay.
Something like that. How do you mean? This is nine? This is mine. Here we go.
Wow. Really opens up my senses when I smell it.
Oof. Woo. I like that.
Wow. And this is from Rolf.
Yes, this is the Roncalla, I think. It's a Merlot Reserva.
Well, let me go back because Rolf.
I haven't. Yeah, you have his note?
I have his note. Okay. Yes. So he sent us.
A long time ago.
Oh my gosh. I have it all here. It was.
He sent us. He was lonesome. He was looking for a girlfriend, if I recall.
Oh, I don't remember.
His original
the
note, and we were like, go to church.
Oh, are you sure that's the same guy?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong.
He
Maybe
sent
I'm wrong.
This wine a while ago, and he told us not to open it for a while because it needed to.
It needed to mature,
to mature.
Or be ready. Yeah,
and so
this
we got
is
an
quite
email. Gosh, I want to say it was last summer.
I think so too.
Yes.
I think so
and
too.
And so he sent me an email on March 31st, and he said, hey, He
it's
says,
time.
I hope,
it's time.
No, he said, I hope you're all well on this Christian weekend. That was Easter.
Easter,
do you remember the bottle of wine I sent you a while ago? If you haven't tasted it already, now would be the best window of quality for that wine from the Swiss region of Ticino. Is that how you say it? Ticino?
I think
T-I-C-I-N-O?
So. T-I-C-I-N-O. Yeah, T-I-C-I-N-O. Ticino. Maybe it's Ticino. Kind of the Swiss Italian Alps. Ticino.
So
I like Ticino.
I was like, yes, we still have it. I've been waiting. I didn't know when to open it. And so I told him we would open it on today's show.
And it's a 2018 and it is
dynamite.
It is
lovely. It's lovely.
He was spot on with the timing of it. He says, yeah. Okay. So I have that exact same note, but I looked at his previous note and I think that was like, yeah, I don't know about finding someone in church that may not be for me. It's okay. That's right. We'll pray for you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, hey, give us an update. Goodness. We want to know. So that's really, really delicious.
That is, can I use the L word?
Lovely.
It is lovely.
It's lovely.
Hey, what happened last week? What happened? What's going on?
First,
I mean, we're
before we get into anything, I just want to give a big happy birthday out to my bestie, Annette. She turned 39 and holding.
There you go. 39 and holding.
So,
yes.
Happy birthday
you took
to my
her,
lovely,
you,
lovely
you took
friend.
Her on a little
we went on
spa,
a little excursion.
A two-day spa excursion.
We went on a little excursion.
The Domain in Austin.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll get into that a little bit later, but we were walking down the street and I said, I really feel like we're in a completely different place.
Oh, but you
because
are.
Because Fredericksburg
You've
is,
left Texas.
I mean.
If you go to Austin, you're no longer
we did.
In Texas.
I mean, it's just so different than Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
So it was lovely. But yes, a lot has happened. But let's go way back.
I can tell you exactly how that went. Let me just say, we knew you were going to Mar-a-Lago. We had talked about it on the show. Everyone's excited. I'm staying home with Phoebe.
Yes.
I'm not going because someone has to work.
Yes.
Someone has to make the donuts. And you come home Wednesday from, I think you were volunteering at the church and then you had a church luncheon, which you didn't remember.
I completely forgot.
By the way, can I just say?
Yeah.
This is not the woman I married.
I've just got a lot going on.
I mean, you used to write stuff down in your calendar. Why are you not writing stuff down? That you have an iPhone.
I emailed Nomers back and accepted the invitation and I failed to put it in my calendar. And I kept thinking, it's next week. Like I knew it was coming up, but it wasn't next week. It was
because you didn't put it in the calendar.
I'm walking out the door
yeah.
and Annette goes, where are you going? It's the luncheon today. I'm like, oh my gosh.
So you didn't know about the luncheon.
And I had so much to do that afternoon.
And so I get this email. I'm here, you know, doing stuff, making donuts. And I get like, we have to eat dinner at like 4 o'clock. I'll explain later.
No, I said we have to record early, like 4 o'clock.
Just move this down just a little bit. There you go.
Why am I?
No, just as better.
Am I spitting it into?
No, no. I want you spitting straight into the mic.
No, it was. I said we have to record early because we're going to drive to the airport tonight because we got a message.
Total change of plans.
Oh, because we were supposed to go Thursday morning, but we were going to leave really early. And Dawn, who had left before us, said the traffic was terrible. So we were like, our flight was
San Antonio.
San Antonio, you mean? So that it was change of plans last minute.
So people have to understand a couple things about my beautiful wife, my queen.
Yes.
This does not fly with you. The minute, because you back time everything you could be a DJ talking up intros. You back time everything into exactly everything, you know, when you're going to pack the suitcase, when you're going to do this, everything is all completely set. This was a monkey wrench of epic proportion in your life.
I did it though.
Hold on a second. You're skipping a major part.
Oh, am I?
Of the, I did it. You come home, you're like, we got to do the show.
Is that how I sounded?
I should have recorded it because this is so accurate. And what did I say? I said, we're not going to record.
I know.
I said, we're not going to record because you would not be chill. I didn't say that, but like she's going to be super stressed. And we're like, don't worry about it.
We just got my cortisol level down.
Right. And then you're like, but you're Adam Curry. You know, who are you?
Because Annette said at the church, she goes, you just can't record tonight. I go, do you know who I'm married to? Mm-hmm. I said, the show must go on.
It is against almost all rules. It's against all the rules in my book, but
yes,
I made an executive decision right away. I said, no.
Yeah. So I called her and I said, you're not going to believe this.
But what was interesting is then, you know, so I'm doing stuff and I walk out and like, you're on the couch, chill, scrolling through Instagram. Oh, yeah. I'm like, what is up with this? Oh, I'm ready now. I've done everything.
I packed and everything.
I'm like, you could have easily done a show if it was a short show.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. I'm like, and now she's just scrolling on the Insta.
Yeah. Yeah. Doom scrolling.
As we say in the old country, stashinacious.
Stashinacious.
Looks good on you.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks good on you. Yes. And that was it. Now that's all I had to say because then you left me and it was just me and
24 hours. No, 48 hours.
Yeah, it was longer than that.
But it felt like we were gone for 2 weeks. I'm not kidding you. It was just boom, boom, boom. So we get in the car. I mean, I go to Pastor Jimmy and Annette's house and then we get in there. I pull my car in their garage and we take their car and we go and we spend the night at this hotel by the airport, which makes it so easy.
I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of airport hotels, staying the night before, staying there in general. And, I love airport hotels.
So the cool thing about this airport hotel, so they offer dinner. So you get free dinner and then that you
free?
Get...
Free? Free dinner? Yes. Like buffet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What hotel was this?
It was called the Drury.
And that's just like a $200 a night airport
hotel?
Yeah,
it was something like
that's
that.
That's fantastic.
And so you get free dinner and you get three drinks. So,
three and did you use your allotment?
Because we're like, oh, we're going on vacation.
You're still drunk. I can hear that was great. By the way, doesn't drink with me for weeks.
What do you call this?
Well, hold on, you're back on track. But didn't drink with me for weeks. Where does she go to fall off the wagon at an airport hotel? You might as well grab some crack on the way and just, you know, darken the windows. Okay, nice. All right.
So
with the pastor and his wife, no less, makes total sense. I'm getting it.
So the first glass of wine you get, there's like 2 ounces in the glass.
Oh,
like,
bogus.
We can see why they give out. Right. So then.
In a plastic cup or
no,
a real
it was a glass cup. Glass. And okay. So we go.
And what was it? Wine?
Or? It was wine. I got wine. We all got wine.
Was it just rando wine?
Yeah,
just
it was
red or white?
I had white. They had red.
All right.
So when we went up to get the second glass, it came back. It was like 9 ounces. Oh, like
who got? Did Jimmy go get that
one? Yeah, he did. Yeah,
Pastor Jimmy to the rescue.
But I didn't drink it. I couldn't drink it. Okay. So
yeah.
So the hotel, it's an airport hotel. Some of them are really nice. Some of them, this one was kind of.
I'm a fan in general.
But we also got free breakfast in the morning too. So free breakfast. So
perfect.
No complaints.
What
there.
Did you have?
I didn't actually eat because I wasn't hungry because I ate so late. So then we get the early morning flight. So Kieran meets us. Andrea meets us. We're all
This is the Fredericksburg Bridge Church gang. This is the mafia. So the mafia is on their way to the Mar-a-Lago Bridge Church mafia.
Yes. If so I can just put it straight. So I'm sitting by myself. Andrea's sitting next to Kieran and Pastor Jimmy and Annette are behind me. We get there. No, they're like, the plane's going to be full. You should probably check your bag. And I'm like, I did because I was worried
about the bin space. And it wasn't full at all?
No.
I hate that. And did everyone else check their bag or just you?
Annette and I did. We checked our bag. And I think, did Andrea? I can't remember if she did or not.
Didn't Andrea have like 3 suitcases with her?
No. She packed in one.
Nice.
She said this is the first time she was ever carrying on.
She seems like, if I can just say from an observational standpoint, she seems like the kind of lady that would have a bigger suitcase.
Yes. Well, so we finally got to Florida and we got to the hotel, the Hilton, the Palm Beach Hilton, which was horrible. It was by far the worst hotel.
Really?
I believe.
Really?
One of the worst hotels. I would have to say Embassy Suite in Utah, in Las Vegas, that one was pretty bad too. I don't know. And this is Hilton.
You mean when we went to see the Bruno Mars?
No, on my camping trip.
Oh, on my camping trip. Okay,
that was equally as bad. That was terrible. Oh my God. No, it was terrible. So the Drury Inn.
Is this where you had the handicap suite?
I did, yes.
So you got like a really big shower?
Oh, no, I had the handicap room at the airport.
Okay.
No, but we had adjoining rooms with Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
That's less abled to you.
Less abled, sorry.
Please.
But the bathroom floor was sticky. So I had to wear my shoes the whole time. We were only there for less than 24 hours. So we finally get there. We check in. Gross hotel. Just gross. And then we get in the room. And we're like, we get a text message. We need to be ready in 45 minutes. So it was
who's organizing?
They wanted to meet down in the bar.
We got
it from Karen.
Okay.
So
all right.
Karen, everybody, we're meeting downstairs.
Troop leader Karen. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I can see her. Be ready.
Well, Dawn was there and a woman named Dottie was there.
I wish everybody knew all these people. They're what a wonderful bunch.
They're lovely.
I mean, I'm kind of jealous that I wasn't there. Yeah. I would have had a fabulous time.
So we're all decked out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, I saw the picture.
Jimmy had his tux on. He looked phenomenal. Annette looked gorgeous in her little sequin
You didn't
dress.
Look too bad yourself there, Mrs. Curry.
Thank
I
baby.
Saw what you were wearing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Recycled
nice
outfit.
Little, nice, little, nice little recycled.
Yeah, I loved
you know,
it.
Is it top? What do you call that? Strapless? Strapless top?
Yeah.
Topless strap? Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. And so anyway, so we end up driving to Mar-a-Lago. And so here was the thing.
Now, is it like a clown car? You know, like a
No. We had a Volt.
A VW bug, and everyone comes out of it, like all these people from Fredericksburg.
Oh, no. There was only 4 of us in there.
Okay.
And it was a Volvo. I think it was a Volvo. It was nice. Anyway.
Now, that's sexy. That's arriving right there. Hey there, Mar-a-Lago. We're from Fredericksburg. We're in a Volvo. At least we're safe.
Nobody even.
It's boxy, but it's safe.
Nobody noticed the car because they valeted for it. But this is the interesting thing.
This is not Adam Curry style, by the way.
Yeah.
I was telling Jimmy, he said, bro, if I was with you guys, we would have had a limo. I mean, we would have had a Suburban or something. This is, I can't believe. All right. Anyway. Anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
You're so snooty. You're so boule.
Hey. Oh, I'm totally boule. Hello.
So anyway, so we go to pull in and they're like, let us see your QR codes because we each got a QR code. And they let us in. Took our car. We did not get wanded or checked.
That was
no
surprising
badge,
to
nothing.
Me. That was surprising.
Nothing.
Yeah, I talked to John about it.
I thought it was really odd.
Because you could have had all kinds of stuff with you to plant in the corner or whatever. I mean, just thinking about it. Yeah.
So we go into Mar-a-Lago. The thing that I was surprised about, it's not on the Intracoastal. It's not on the Intracoastal, which I thought was at least the part where we were was not on the Intracoastal.
It actually.
It's inland. So
it is inland.
I mean, it's on the island.
What was your first impression? What did you think? I mean, was it gaudy, opulent?
It was typical Florida gaudy. You know,
oh, so it was gaudy.
It was a little gaudy. Yeah, it was Florida gaudy. Yeah. I mean, it was big. I mean,
could you live there?
Oh, I wouldn't want to. No.
Okay, just ask it. If you had to, could you live there?
Well, if you forced me, I guess I could.
With staff.
And the Publix is right there, so
baby,
that's pretty good.
Here's the good news. You get to leave here. Bad news is we got to do our own housekeeping.
So we get there. So it's a poolside reception. And so we sat poolside poolside until the screening started. And
yeah, explain what this was. What was this event really for?
Okay, the event was for
hanging out with you with each other.
Okay, it was for America's Future, which is a nonprofit that helps, I believe, traffic children, recover traffic children.
Right.
And Mary Flynn, who is General Flynn's sister, is the executive director.
Right.
So Laura Logan, who is a connection to Karen.
Right.
That's how Karen knew about the event, and Karen invited me along with several other people to go. So that's how we know. So it, and so what they were doing at this event was they were screening Mike Smith's movie Into the Light,
which we had seen previous to go.
Right. And he basically talks about, you know, the underbelly of the, of the, of Hollywood and a lot of other things. Yeah.
A surprise, surprise.
Yeah. So, and Vivek Ramaswamy was there.
Vivek.
Let's get it right.
Vivek like steak.
Yeah. Vivek like steak.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it was, so we were around the pool and then they had some rappers up there talking about Trump, you know, Trump this, Trump
rappers?
That.
Rappers? You mean like hip hoppers?
Yes. Yeah.
Rappers.
Yeah.
Hello, 1980.
But there was a lot of beautiful people there. I mean, our whole group looks so beautiful, but a lot of beautiful women, you know, and a few, there was one ex-politician. I can't remember his last name. The guy in the wheelchair.
The young guy who was a Republican.
I can't remember his name.
He was there.
Kevin Sorbo was there. He's an actor. He was there.
I don't know.
Yeah. And it was nice. And then we got all got ushered into a room and you could take your picture with, Vivek and
Vivek
and General Flynn. And
which you did not
I
do?
I did not. No. I just took a picture of them with somebody taking a picture with them.
You just didn't feel like it.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, whatever.
No.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fangirl.
If you're not Paul McCartney.
Well, whatever. And so then we got ushered into the screening room. And so we were welcomed by bagpipes. So there was a row of people who played the bagpipes. Yes. In their kilts.
12 pipers piping?
Yes. And so then before we went in there, Mike
Any connection to the Scott?
I have no idea.
That's interesting.
But before we went into the screening room, Mike Smith, the director, was there taking pictures with everybody. So I got a picture with Pastor Jimmy Annette, Mike Smith, and me. And so I turned to him. I go, how many times you got to do this tonight?
And you he goes,
oh, it's okay. And I go, do you have a cocktail at least?
So, yes, was the answer, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so then we went into the screening room. And
that's
so
interesting. You passed up the politician and the and everybody else for the director. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. That's kind of low key.
So we go into the ballroom, which is very opulent.
Big, lots of gold. How many people are there? 100?
Oh, no, more than that. Maybe 200 or 300 people.
Oh, okay. It's big. All right. Yeah.
And so we go in and we're, you know, it's rows of seats.
This is a good report. I'm liking this.
Oh, it's rows of seats. Uh-huh. So we're in row G.
Like ballroom convention.
Yeah, but it's
convention.
Facing the screen. So it's not tables. It's rows.
Right.
And on both sides. And
was it a built-in screen? Like it's... Or,
I didn't notice that.
Okay. How was the sound? I need to know all this.
The sound was okay. So anyway, several people got up. Mary Flynn got up to speak, and then General Flynn got up, and then Vivek got up, and you know, and then it was a fundraiser.
Meanwhile, I'm at home. Dear God, Heavenly Father, please let them have a good time.
Oh, we were having a good time.
You're having a great time. Yeah.
And but it was a fundraiser, so for America's Future, and so people were bidding on stuff, and you know they did a needs bid, you know, like
stuff you're very familiar with because you've run these types of things. Would you say it's on top level the way it was run for this type of stuff because you've done these?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job. They did a good job. And then they auctioned off like time with General Flynn and time with Vivek, Mr. Ramaswamy, you know, and so they
You know, John and I had talked after the show. He's like, is Trump going to be there? I'm like, no, he's in New York. He's like, oh man, why are they even going? I'm like, yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, yeah, if I knew Trump wasn't going to be there, I probably wouldn't have gone.
Well, when Mike Smith got up and he's the director and he's going to introduce the film, and so he's going to talk to it, and all of a sudden he stops talking. And he's looking, and everybody turns around, and there's Trump standing there.
Wow.
Standing there. Social media. You know what?
What happened? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I fangirled a little. I was surprised, because I didn't even fangirl when I met you. You know?
Okay. By the way, that was March 23rd, and we didn't even celebrate it.
You
forgot to celebrate that.
I would say
there was some fangirling when you met me for the first time. I was suave. suave and sophisticated.
Shall we go over that story?
No, okay. That's all right. That's fine.
So, and I, you know what? And I don't get like that. I do
I don't. And if anything, you're more like, whatever.
I'm like, he's a person just like anybody
else.
You
didn't even take a picture with Vivek.
No.
I mean, come on.
He's taller. He's taller than I thought he would
be. Oh, really?
Be.
Is he as tall as I am?
No, no. Okay. He's probably 5'11". Yeah.
So you felt nothing for Flynn and for Vivek. No. But Trump comes in
and he's like, oh my gosh.
You were doing that? Yes. You were doing an oh my gosh, oh my gosh?
And you know why? Because, and Annette said the same thing. I've never been that close to a president. Ever.
I don't think I've been that close to a president either.
And so, I mean, he was probably 15 feet away from me. He was not far. And Karen got to shake his hand, which I really loved.
So he must have just like a baller aura. Just like he comes in, just like,
well, you know, I mean,
you feel it. You feel it.
The people who are at Mar-a-Lago automatically, you know, they obviously support him in some way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he got up and he spoke for a few minutes. And
oh, cool.
Then, yeah, and then
he literally came off the plane then. He flew back from New York, came in and went straight to the event.
Yeah.
Cool.
Karen told me that they had swept the room, though, so that they... the Secret Service around him. There was this woman.
Yeah.
She was like... She was tough as nails. And I saw her gun. Her gun was like in her like sort of vest. I'm like,
guns.
And the way that our eyes just dart the room.
Yeah, they don't look at the president, they look at everybody else.
Oh, they're looking at everybody. Yes.
Cool. So I can totally, not, do you think he's like, so he's 6'1". Does he look heavy?
Oh yeah. He's heavy, man. He's not small. Yeah. He's not, he looks inflamed to me. Like,
oh,
he
really?
Doesn't, cause
the picture that you posted, his face looked pretty good. Actually.
No, he looked relatively just heavy. Young. He looks inflamed. Yeah. And like, when you look at somebody like Bobby Kennedy,
I've never heard that Trump describe. He looks inflamed. That's a good description.
Like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. When you look at him, inflamed. That might be a good title.
I'm writing it down just in case.
You know, when you look at Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's like the epitome of health and
he's cut.
Yeah. And he just looked swollen.
Okay, I got it.
But anyway, you know,
he probably had that Big Mac on the plane, you know?
Yeah.
That's what he likes.
It was a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah. So I'm glad that he came by. That really must have topped it all off.
Yes. Because
did he not do pictures with people? Did he not have a little picture?
They like ushered him out.
And Melania nowhere to be seen?
No, Melania. Mm-hmm. No. Okay, no. And I mean, it was. You know, rush, get here, get there. And I was tired. We were all tired, but it was definitely a trip of a lifetime.
Any other celebs that were there?
I don't think so. I can't remember. Okay. Nobody notable, but
O'Keefe?
Hey, that's right. James O'Keefe. Thank you. From Project Veritas was there.
Yeah.
Ex-founder.
Was he dressed in his Hawaiian shirt and his gay disguise?
No, he had a suit on, but he was on his phone the entire time.
Really?
He was sitting down. Yes. He was on his phone
That's
the entire time.
Odd.
So then at breakfast the next morning, he was standing next to me and I said, hey, I'm Tina Curry. He's like, James O'Keefe. I'm like, I know who you are. I didn't say that, but I'm like, I know who you are.
Yeah.
He's got a really big nose.
Okay.
Like,
good to know.
Big nose. Like, I saw his profile and I was like, whoa.
Dude, that schnoz is huge. Okay.
You got a family living in there?
Wow.
I just noticed his profile, which when he's...
Man, I wonder what he said about you behind your back.
I know. I take it back. I repent. The reason that stuck out for me...
Because it literally was sticking out.
No, it's because when you see him online, you don't see him in that. You don't see a profile of him.
I know.
And I was
it's
just like,
when
wow.
you saw me for the first time, like, wow, he's even more handsome in person.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
I was like, yeah, except that belt he's wearing.
Okay. Okay. I got
anyway,
you.
it was so much fun. And I'm so appreciative that Karen included me to go, you know, to sit with her and her group. And it was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
And I loved it. I loved every minute of it. It was really fun.
So Phoebe and I stayed home. And we watched Gran Turismo, the movie, together.
Yes, you told me.
Dana Brunetti, who we know, is a big-time Hollywood producer.
Yes.
And so we watched. And it was, I really enjoyed that. And then we went to bed, and that was it. And then we got up and did the show. And then Friday, you were coming home Friday, right? Did you come home Friday?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And then you came home Friday. And Then what? Then what happened?
We didn't do anything all weekend. It was lovely.
That's right.
It was Easter on Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I want to go back to that Into the Night, Into the Light movie.
Okay.
Because remember when they quoted that scripture at the end? Remember it was 2 Chronicles?
Yes,
chapter 7, verse 14.
Yeah. Yep.
And so you and I were talking in the morning, and we were both just so inspired to kind of look at that in the Bible. And I said, and we were both looking at it at the same time. And I turned to you and I said, that scripture is highlighted in my Bible.
Allow me. That's right.
Yes. Remember that? We were doing it at the same time when we were.
Are you sure it was 14?
I thought so. I have it written down as.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Yes, that was the one.
Yes. And we were looking it up at the same time when we were doing our Bible study in the morning.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. You remember that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I have it in my notes. You know, and I love that it was highlighted in my Bible already.
I remember you
already
saying,
highlighted.
Look at this, it's highlighted.
So cool. So, but yes. So, anyway, I wanted to bring that up because that would tie it into, it was in the movie, and I highly recommend you see the movie. It's pretty good. You have to purchase it at Into the Movie, Into the Light movie.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Into the Light movie. I think it's like $4.99.
So then, Sunday rolls around. Sundays are always a little different for me because I get up at 5:30 and because I decide this, we've talked about that a while ago.
Well,
I need to go to church.
I forgot. Wait, I'm all mixed up.
Yeah. Okay.
When was the fashion? The fashion show was on.
That wasn't Saturday.
That was Saturday.
Well, that was Saturday.
The 23rd. Was that before or after? That was after.
So after, I don't.
Hold on.
That was the Saturday before you left. No, after you left. I don't know. I have no idea. Where am I? What day is it today? Is it April Fool's yet? I don't know.
What's going on? 2 weeks. No, the fashion show was.
Wasn't that the week after?
Hold on. I'm looking.
No, I'm already at Easter. I don't know where you are. I'm at Easter now.
The fashion show was before the Mar-a-Lago event. Did we talk about the fashion show?
No, we did not. Yeah. Might as well mention that.
Yeah. So, remember how I woke up? I was not in a great mood.
Really? I never remember these days.
Well, anyway.
Just so you know, I've been around fashion shows in a previous life. And if I know one thing, they're stressful.
Yes.
And the number one stress is always the models. So when I hear you on Saturday morning, and one of the models canceled, and it was happening with the tape on the ground and the food. And I'm like, sounds like a fashion show to me.
No, the reason that I was so anxious was because I woke up in the middle of the night and could not get back to sleep.
That's right, you did.
And so I was sleep
because your
deprived.
Brain clicked on. You were thinking about fashion show and models, which I never have.
Well, and because I was concerned, we hadn't done a run through, and so I was concerned about that and about getting there. But everything ended up being so beautiful.
And this is really for the women's ministry,
yes.
And you had almost 100 women, right? Wasn't that kind of the target?
Yeah, about 90. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it was for fellowship and worship and fun. And it ended up being really, really beautiful. But in the morning I got up and I was just stressed because I was tired and I had to get the fruit cut up. And I then, you know, and then sadly Brandy was sick and couldn't model. And so I was worried about who am I going to get to model her outfit.
Oh, that's right. Because David, who is Karen's husband, he came over here to chat about some stuff. And we had a little hang here. That's right. And I said, hey, man, your kids are at this fashion show with your wife. You need to go there.
And they were so cute, too. Yeah, they were so cute.
The 3-year-old twins.
But it was funny because you, and this was funny, you had said to Jimmy that you were staying away from me.
We text every morning. Yeah. He says, sometimes I'm before him, but usually he sends his devotional and we'll go back and forth. And I said, a little stressful here. I'm just staying out of the way. And he sends back, I know what you mean. I'm so happy to have this male energy in my life. This is so wonderful.
I know. It was all good, though.
And I was staying out of your way. I'm like, oops.
The fashion show was and fabulous.
Whenever you leave, I'm sorry, I was grumpy. It's okay, baby. Yeah. Have a good time.
I know.
I'll be here when you get back.
I know. You're just keep your head down. You don't even look
in
at
this,
me.
In this case, I kept head down. Like I'm reading my Bible.
I know.
I'm in the book.
Next Sunday though, we went to church because that was Saturday and this was before Easter. Kieran had asked me if I would watch the twins, that they had a call that they had to take. And she said, do you think you can come over and watch the twins? And of course I'm like, sure, I would love to help you out. And I said to her, I go, this is at church. And that Sunday. And I said, okay, I'll be over, 3 o'clock or whatever. Right. And she said, I go, I just need to know, what are the rules? She goes, there are no rules in our house.
3-year-olds, there's no rules.
It's a free-for-all. I go, she's like, it's the Wild Wild West.
I can't wait until, because I said, if I didn't have a show, I would have gone. I can't wait to hang out with the twins. I can't wait. They're going to love me because I'm easy. I'll keep them alive.
And then David goes, I wish you luck.
Exactly.
So anyway, I didn't have to do it because their call came in earlier. And so it just,
So then Easter rolls around.
Yes.
Back to me, Bob.
Back to you.
So baby. Then Easter rolls around. And I get up and actually I'm so engrossed. You say, hey, you missed your shower time. It was 7:37. Usually I'm in the shower by 7:30. Oh, thank you. I get going. 9:30. We're supposed to leave it. Usually leave at 9:45. And, I have to irrigate my teeth, which takes a good 8 minutes. I'm doing my thing. You're like, it's busy. We're going to be late. I don't want to be late. We got, and your whole, you turned into someone I know, but I'm not married to.
Oh.
And so we get in the car and of course I was frazzled. Oh, I got to hurry up. I forgot my coffee, went back to get my coffee. You're in the car waiting for me. And I know that you're not happy. You're like, oh, really?
It took you like 15 minutes to retrieve your coffee.
I hadn't even poured the coffee. I forgot all about it.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And I still forgot my Bible. I like to take my Bible to church to recharge it like an iPhone.
Yes.
If I hold it up there, then I figure it gets recharged. I mean that. It's like, I like it to charge up.
Yeah.
And then we get to church and it's beautifully arranged. They brought in a team from Austin. They're direct, cause it was very busy. It was beautiful, busy. They're directing traffic. There's a perfect place to spot. And then you get out and just so you know, from this moment on, first of all, it's like, I'm the Uber driver. You just like bolt off. I'm running to catch up with you. And you're like, bah, 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 and not holding my hand or anything. No, just running in.
Because it's Easter and all the seats are going to be taken.
Oh, I know what was going on. I know you. So I'm the Uber driver. I'll just run behind you, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. Can I do anything for you? Can I make it more comfortable for you? And then you see Brandy. And you say, hey, Brandy. And her husband, Chris, says, hey, I'm talking to Chris. Hey, man, how you doing? And then you're like, come on, Adam. We're going inside. Oh, sorry, guys. Okay, I'm leaving. We go in. And then, and I'm by your side, and then, I'm like, okay, we're going. And then, oh no, there's Nomers. And then you walk ahead of me again. And now I'm not even the Uber driver. I'm just like security detail for you. You go, you cut in line for five people.
I know.
And I'm saying, hey, I'm so sorry about this.
I cut in line to get the communion cup.
She's insane right now today. And they were very nice. She's a woman on a mission. I said, yeah. And you, bam, you're at the front of the room already. And I swear to you, the first worship song, I'm literally going like, Lord Jesus, help me not be mad about this. I don't want to feel bad. please, Lord, just take this feeling away from, not mad, but I'm like, Lord, forgive her for she knows what she has done. It's okay, Lord, give it to me. Just take this feeling away from me. And then within like 2 minutes, I'm like, okay, I'm back. And then you turn to me and say, I feel really bad about cutting in front of those people.
No, you turn to me, you go, do you know you cut in front of all those people to get the communion cup? And I go, I did? I was not even aware that I did that.
No, you weren't. You weren't. And, she's like, oh, that's that curry lady, man.
Oh,
she wants to be in front so bad, she'll cut in line. You don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, hey, I'm really sorry. It's Easter. I don't know what. I'm just the driver, okay? I'm just the driver and security back here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, I knew it was going to be busy, and that's why. And I even said to Brandy, I said, look, I really don't want to chat. I want to get inside. Because I knew it was going to be busy. And Annette goes, like, you're not going to have seats.
That's how I'm thinking. Like, we have I know we got seats. I'm not worried about it. No, anyway.
Well, as it was, they had 1,029 people in the church. They prayed for 1,000. Yeah. And typically they run about 600, 650 about. Mm-hmm. So this was, Easter was, you know, it's like the Super Bowl of church.
But just so you know, because of how you were with this getting there, that's why I said no show. Because I know you'll be stressed. I love you.
No show.
No, that's what about? When you came home and we're going tonight. Oh, see, I know you.
Oh,
your husband knows you. And
I
loves
can
you
I just publicly apologize you. To you for not no, for no, treating you no, like the no, Uber you, driver.
You didn't give Uber me five driver. Stars. Okay, I mean, five stars. Me, five stars. Give me five stars that's for you, please. Five
another,
stars.
That's
five
another stars. Title. Uber driver.
Oh, how about five stars?
Five. I like Uber driver.
Uber driver better.
Yeah, that was not my. Hey, but it was a great sermon.
It was
a fantastic sermon.
Pastor Jimmy did a great job.
Yes, and if you.
Yeah, I had to call him that night and say, yes. Bro, that was so good. Yeah,
it was amazing. It was amazing. Everybody is just so hungry for his words. Mm-hmm. And then I got a text message from Julie and I sent it off to everybody. You saw that, right? Yes. I'll read that. I thought that was really cool. And I sent it.
Yes, that was a very nice message, as you said.
Yes, hold on, I will.
I can paraphrase it if you can't remember it.
Oh, it's on my phone because you got the green bubble.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
Am
no,
I
no,
the
here
guy ruining your whole vibe with my green bubble?
She said, listen to Pastor Jimmy's Easter message, wowza. It is so rich, so dense, so courageous, and so true. He does not water down. I was disappointed with ours, too diluted this year, I think, to appease all the seekers who turn out on Easter. I mean, how many pastors read the transgender proclamation from the pulpit? I was like, yeah, I know. And I screenshot that and sent it off to them because I thought he would enjoy hearing that.
By the way, just going back because we kind of missed that, but in our newsletter, the one that, that you sent, we had a picture of me with Willie.
No, it wasn't you. It was just of Willie.
Willie, I'm sorry.
Yes.
With the chessboard that Sir Brian with an eye. And do you have the note there?
I do. It's on my phone. I don't have it. It's on my phone. You sent it to me and I don't have my phone in here. But Ken at Hickory Forge had sent a message about creating a chessboard for you because he knows that you and Willie play chess. And Brian with an I, Sir Brian with an I, contacted him and had one specifically made for Willie and he had scripture put along the edge. And so I don't know why Brian sent it to the church, but he sent it to Pastor Jimmy. I had to get it from Annette, and then I gave it to you for you to give it to Willie.
Yes.
So
here it is.
This is the note from Ken.
Yes. Hello, sir. My name is Ken. I own the Hickory Forge, a woodworking business in Indiana. Hello, Hoosiers. As a listener of Curry and the Keeper, I'm familiar with Adam Curry and Willie's standing weekly chess outing. Sir Brian with an I commissioned the enclosed chess board to be gifted to Willie. I hope he and Adam enjoy using it. Well, let me tell you. See, by the way, I had to scroll back 5 bookworks of our text messages. Do you have any idea how much we text?
Oh.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
We do?
No, it's not bad. I'm happy.
Okay.
And so the chess board around the edge says, the horse is ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. And that's Proverbs 21:31.
Nice.
So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Brian told me that Ken was really surprised that he made the newsletter with a picture of his chessboard.
Well, imagine Willie's surprise.
Aww.
So I walk in and I'm like, hey, I got something for you. What? For me? And I said, because I brought my knife because it was all closed. Mm-hmm. You want me to open it? Yeah, please open it. And he was like, Oh, he was tripping out. And people were coming from all from Java Ranch. Look at this. Oh, my God. This is so cool. I mean, people I'd never seen before. And two of the kids who were the baristas, they sat down and watched us play. It was a big hit.
So thoughtful of Brian to do that.
It really was. Yeah.
But Brian wants Willie to continue to keep beating you with that chessboard.
Well, I will say that I won one of the 2 matches.
Oh, you
did? On the chessboard. Yes, nice. I won one and he won one.
Nice.
So yeah, that was good. We actually didn't get to play this week. I got so insane busy with everyone coming in.
Oh, I'm sure he missed that.
He did, but he says it's okay.
I'm sure he found another victim.
hangs out at Java Ranch with his chestnut a lot, I'm he told does. Now. Yes,
oh,
I'm told.
Nice. That's nice.
All right. So then, well, it was almost time for you to go off again.
I know. Oh, and I'm going off again in 2 weeks. I'm going to see Elise in Brooklyn.
I mean, why do you do this?
I don't know. But this is special. This was Annette's birthday. And she doesn't really like her birthday. She really doesn't. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to, you know me, I'm big about birthdays. You know that.
So I'm like, yes,
we're
going
to go, we're going to go, we're going to go to the domain. We're going to do a spa day and we're just going to chill out. We're going to go to dinner. And that's exactly what we did. We just drove there and spent a couple nights there. Mm-hmm. We went shopping and she and I have almost the same taste almost. Mm-hmm. And we just, I mean, to me, she's so easy to hang out with.
And
I don't think she's used to hanging out with a girlfriend for 48 hours because she and Pastor Jimmy they're together all the time.
Whereas we're like, she's gone. Baby, I love you. One text in the morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I love you. All right. Talk to you later. I'm off to bed. Sweet dreams. Love you. Emoji, yeah. kiss, emoji.
Ready to get back to her husband, which she had.
Your husband was ready to have you back. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
just
I was like, hey, empty the car. No, I was happy to be home. But no, it's been a lot. And after New York, I'm not going anywhere. I mean, we're going to Caleb.
That'll be time for me to go.
Where are you going?
I got to go see my daughter.
Oh, when are you doing that?
June.
Oh, you're going June?
I think of June, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, I found out we had this big Charles dinner on June 3rd. Lex had invited me. He's getting a golden harp, which is some huge award. It's on June 3rd. So I just won't be able to go to that.
Well, we can change. We can go to Club Charles anytime.
Not Club Charles. Charles Mayfield's invite. That's on the 3rd.
Oh, that's Monday the 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't think
Lex invited you, but not your wife?
Mm-hmm. Well, I said, I'm planning a trip to come to see Christina. Are you going to be around? He said, yes, we're going to be around. He's going to Tehran and Kabul, Kabul and Afghanistan.
How long are you
going
to be gone?
A short week.
Okay.
Yeah. Short week.
And you're just going to spend the whole time with Christina?
Christina, and I just want to see, I mean, you know, if I go to Holland, I can't not see my sister because she will hate me.
Uh-huh.
So you know how she is.
You're not going to end up in the tabloids out there, are you?
I hope I do. When does that happen? Only the first time we went did that happen. And that was when we were still scandalous.
Yes.
Yeah. So no.
Okay.
What are you talking? I mean, you just went to Mar-a-Lago. And I'm like,
but nobody knows me. Everybody knows you in Amsterdam or in Holland.
So I had a great dinner with Pastor Jimmy. We had a bro
you
day.
You had a lot of male energy this week.
Big time. And then Texas Slim, he came yesterday. We had a great meeting with Rick Green over at the Patriot Academy. I'm hooking up the Beef Initiative with the Patriot Academy. It's like things are happening here. It's so unique to have that thing right near Fredericksburg, Patriot Academy. Mm-hmm. People should look that up. It's really, there's something interesting going on here. There really, really is.
Yeah, I looked at their website. It's pretty.
And then, and Slim is like, he's the world traveler. He drove 500 miles from Amarillo, got here, and then we pretty much turned around and went to the Patriot Academy, then came back, had a nice ribeye. And you know, Slim, he just talks, man. Mm-hmm. He's got so much to say. This just, one big flow of information. And then we wound up recording for about an hour and a half, do something with that. And then I was like, I'm really tired. And Phoebe's like, pet me. Pet me.
Yes, I know.
Pet me.
She was going crazy earlier because I look up, there's a cow running through our yard. I go, look, a cow.
The cow was, and we're having dinner. And I'm like,
you're like, what should I do? And I said, nothing.
You're like, leave the cow alone. Let someone else figure the cow. Because this is not the first time this cow has run through our yard.
But what was so finally when Phoebe realized there was a cow.
She was
going crazy. And then the owner comes around the corner and I go, your cow's in our yard. And she goes, I'm really sorry. And she calls the cow. She's like, I don't know, Daisy, come here. And the cow turns around, looks at her, and goes towards her. I'm like, she's like a dog.
Cows are great, man. And tasty.
Yeah, I know. And then we had the three big wild turkeys in the yard.
Phoebe went nuts for about 10 minutes.
Those things are huge.
And the turkeys just look at her and go, pfft.
They're huge, though.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah.
They're like, from beak to tail, about four, what'd you say, four feet?
Easily.
Long?
Yeah. And they're like honey badgers. They look at Phoebe like, puh.
Yeah, like
you bark all you want.
Try it. Exactly.
We don't care. We don't care what you do.
So.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. So when I was in,
more info.
When I was in Florida at the Palm Beach, horrible Hilton.
The Hilton, yeah. Which is and so not
we,
on our
we come
wish
back
list
for
anymore.
The night, you know, we close the doors because we had adjoining rooms. So I'm like, okay, good night, you know. And so I'm taking all my cards out of my wallet, out of my evening bag, and I'm putting them back in my wallet. And my driver's license, I set it down and it slides across the granite and it goes behind the dresser.
No.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to move this dresser. They actually had to come up and move my
marble top dresser or whatever.
Because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to get this thing out? So that happened.
Oh god.
Then the hotel was so sketch to me. And so I'm looking at the door and there's a gap in the door and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I had just seen on Instagram how to secure your door, how you take a hanger and then you hook another hanger and you hook it on the other door. So I did that. So I felt
what are you worried about over there? That's interesting.
It was
Hey Rolf, man, this is great wine.
Oh, I know.
Do you still have yours?
Yes, yeah, I do.
This is really good. And then just as a little aside this morning, which was another longstanding appointment, got up, made breakfast for Slim, got him on his way back to Amarillo, went to Hill Country Patriot FM and did the show with Matt Long, which is always fun.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy, man. You know that he plays Benjamin Franklin?
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's there's always some school or something. He's always going in there and he's teaching the kids about Benjamin Franklin dressed as Benjamin Franklin. I got to say. He looks good as Benjamin Franklin.
Did you ask him if he's a cork soaker?
You know, it's actually...
You always forget about our show.
I should say that I know he listens, so it's actually a travesty that he's not.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, he's a cork soaker, but I don't think he's a cork donor.
Oh.
And I've been on your show twice now, Matt Long, so time to pony up some value, brother. Some value this way.
His wife is lovely, Gail.
Yes.
Gail helps out a lot at the church.
Well, I talked about you on the show.
Oh, you did?
What'd
you
say? Of course. I love her. She's beautiful. She's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Can't remember.
Yeah, I keep my head down when her head's spinning on her body.
So Brian sent in this mix that he spent 8 weeks on, and
he worked with TJ on it, didn't he?
I think
it,
I think
the
I worked
updated
on
version.
I did get. Okay. I got it's version 5 now.
Oh gosh!
Here's a tip: just send me the final version when you know it's done. But anyway, it's kind of funny.
Okay, is it long?
It's 2 minutes long.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, eat up some showtime. No, it was a toxic dump in the bathroom.
Do you want to go there?
No.
Do you really want to go
there?
No,
I'm kidding.
I forbid you from talking about this.
I'll be vague.
What part of forbid did you not understand?
I'm just surprised that you're talking on the phone while you're in the bathroom and emitting noises. Dude, you're in the bathroom. I can hear you, and you're talking to Vic, and you go, "Well, I'm muted when I flush." Girls don't do that.
Have we lost all dignity? This is Indiana here, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, you're going to be next to me in bed tonight. How can I even go to church anymore and look these people in the eye? Dude, that's the guy that takes a dump in the toilet and he's talking.
Well, he's talking about
that guy.
We all poop. Oh my gosh, I suck. Oh my gosh, I suck.
When you were at the store and I had to actually bring a brush and a plumbing tool.
No, it was a toxic dump in the bathroom.
You remember that? Remember when I had to bring the plunger because...
No, it was a toxic dump in the bathroom. You came out and you're like, oh, not good.
You go in with your iPhone, with your iPad. You go in with coffee. You go in with the Bible. I don't know what you're like doing communion in there. I don't know what you're doing. You are in there for at least 15, 20 minutes.
That is not true, Adam Curry.
Not always, but in the morning, you are in that bathroom and you're there for a long time. Don't tell me you're not.
My body was like, what did you do? I'm waiting for Adam. He's in the can.
I shouldn't have eaten that. I'm sure everyone's like, ew. Talk about something else, people. Back to Jesus on Curry the Keeper. KYMC. Keep your mouth closed.
I am.
So we got up the next day. Everybody was fine.
I'm so happy Jesus has humor.
Oh, my God. He had to comb through how many shows to get that?
A couple of them.
That's a lot of work, Brian. That is impressive. Work. Impressive.
Yeah. Could have been 20 seconds shorter.
And it all centered around keep your mouth shut.
Yes, exactly.
No, keep your mouth closed. KYMC.
The origin of KYMC.
Yes. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious. That was funny.
We have such great producers.
We've had a lot of laughs on this show.
I would say, isn't that exactly who we are?
Yes.
We really are.
That was a compliment that Annette gave me last night. She goes, you know, you're a lot of fun. You're a fun person. Yeah. I go, thanks.
If I saw you around here more often, it'd be great.
I know.
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
Yes, time to thank some people, everybody.
We got to hear from those Cocksuckers now.
What you say?
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
We are value for value. We apologize that we skipped a show there. Oh, I forgot to mention that you're in Austin and on Tuesday you're like, oh my, I'm here without my iPad. I forgot all about the newsletter. Do you want to do it? I'm like, nope, I'm not touching no newsletter. I said, people will be happy with the one they still have.
I know. And I said, do you want to take your hand at doing it?
Nope. That's not going to happen. Nope. That's not my job.
Not your job.
That's not what I do. So who fell down? You fell down. Oh.
Sorry. Oh. I was celebrating Annette.
There you go. It's Annette's fault.
Yes.
Ultimately. So we really like to hear back from you guys. We love to return some return value for the value that we put out there. You notice there's no commercials. There's
no commercials.
We're not selling Bibles. Although I did get my Trump Bible.
I know. You said you were very disappointed in it.
I said mildly disappointed.
Mildly disappointed.
It's just the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no Trump stuff in there, which is good, I would say. But it, you know, some pages are kind of not cut right, so it's still stuck together. It felt like, came in a nice packaging, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Got my Trump Bible. I can't believe I bought that.
Me neither. But anyway, Annette was like appalled. She was appalled.
She was.
Yes.
It's a King James version.
He's kind of capitalizing on it, which is not a good feeling.
Well,
that's what I don't
when
like.
When he said, make America pray again, I'm like, I like that.
Well, I like that. But he was like, how can I make money off of, God's word?
Believe me, you're really not like making a lot of money off of this.
I understood where she came from. But anyway.
Anyway.
Okay.
So that was my value for value for President Trump. We do have some, now you can send us value through multiple ways. Time, talent, treasure. Rolf sent us some massive treasure here with his wine.
Talent. So. Brian sending the
talent.
The
exactly.
Mix.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Craig with his artwork with his coming art, in as always. Yeah. Coming in as always. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah.
And we have the treasure people coming in. Two ways you can do it. You can go to curryandthekeeper.com. That's where you can find all the previous episodes. Also our donation page, how you can sign up for the newsletter. But please give it a shot. Try a modern podcast app and just, Google Podcast is closed now. So if you're using that, you need a new podcast anyway, podcast app, get the Fountain app. If you've never done any of this new value for value stuff with the Satoshis, it's a lot of fun when you're listening to podcasts. They're actually doing double this month, I think. So for every minute you listen, you get double the Satoshis and then you send them to us. That's basically the idea. Go get that app, earn some Satoshis, send them to us.
Yes.
We also have a PayPal. That's fine too. And Paul Webb comes in right away. We have three executive producers this week.
Oh.
$55.55 on the PayPal. And he says,
you have his note?
I do. He says, I sent you and Adam a $55.55 donation. They still can't work out how to include a note on the donation via PayPal. Well, you send it through email, so that worked. Not tech savvy at all, unfortunately. Finally, after years of trying to get my partner to listen to No Agenda, Curry and the Keeper is the only podcast she listens to.
Woo-hoo!
Sorry, John, he adds. Your spiritual journey is an inspiration. I hope to...
One day.
One day. Hoped. I hope one day to emulate. Sending love to both of you from the UK.
Yay.
From Sir Paul of Twickenham.
Oh, thank you, Paul. And yes. I love that your keeper likes our podcast.
That is beautiful.
That's we lovely. Love yes.
Then coming in with 77,777 sats, the one and only Pastor Jimmy with the striper boost. And he says, so love you guys. What a week for us all. He's shortened to the point.
Yes, it was quite the week.
And I understand. Thank you, Pastor Jimmy. Brother. Marco Frissen from the Netherlands, $50 on the PayPal. And he sends a note.
Again?
Oh, yeah.
That's so kind.
He sent a quick note, which is not a quick note. It's long.
Marco, do your tally and see if you're close to being a Samanese.
I wonder if he mentioned that, but okay. He says this. He does $50 monthly, which is very kind of him. He says, I'm always looking forward to the podcast. I'm an atheist, but I enjoy and appreciate the journey of faith you two are following. Respect and love for all, that's what matters. And laughs. Absolutely. Adam mentioned that he didn't know there are vineyards in the Netherlands.
Oh, no, that was from last week. That was from
But we didn't read the note.
We didn't have the note.
Oh. We live down in the south. This is an additional 50 that he sent.
Oh.
And we didn't have a show last week because, you know, someone had to go to Mar-a-Lago.
Sorry.
We live down in the south near Maastricht, and we have quite a few small vineyards in this area. I didn't know that. Mostly because we have some hills that are ideal for grape plantations, and the weather isn't too bad either. And the wines are pretty good, not all vinegar. It's good business, and it looks as though there are more fields every season. Some pictures from last year, you did send some pictures. I took while walking the dog in the air from my village. This is like South Holland. You've never been there. It's not quite France, but it's on the way. When I reached Samanier level, instead of shipping the glasses, you two could deliver them personally
when you're in the area,
and we'll show you up. You know, people want me to do a meetup.
You should do a meetup.
I should do a meetup.
You should totally do that.
Not in the south of Holland. I'll do it in Amsterdam.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you're not going to be around Christina 7 days, you know, every day.
Who wants her dad hanging around? Although she does like showing me off to her friends.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, says, when in the area, we'll show you around, have a small tasting in Limburg with wine, the Limburg wine and spirits area. But I can imagine Adam has never, I actually have been in Limburg many times, but never in the vineyards. And Marco, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Then we have, it's interesting. Sir Brian with an I sent three mini striper boosts, 77-77.
Oh, three of them.
Two the same and one.
That's what he said. He said it went through twice. He said, go ahead and keep the extra boost. I said, no refunds. Sorry. We have a no refund policy.
No money back. He says, now that a cork soaker has been to Mar-a-Lago, will you please tell Vineyard Nation the answer to the $6 million question we all had? Does Trump keep the lid down on the famous golden toilets?
I wasn't up there.
In the evening!
You know what? You know who you missed as executive producer is Jill Holbrook.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I do have her note.
Yes. I do too.
Yes. I'm sorry. Let me read her note, and I'll put her in as exec.
She did a Substack, an $80 donation for the year. And so she said, since you, Adam, and I were all baptized in the same magic bath, I think it would be appropriate for Adam to play a soundbite of his choosing to commemorate us as bath buddies. Turn him loose and with his plethora of keyboard jingles. Love you too, Jill.
So I was surprised it did not have a bubble sound effect, but I have put together something for Jill.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Bam, magic.
There you go. Yeah.
What, is he smoking a bong?
Yes. Oh, I didn't have any other bubbles. That's the only bubble. But I got magic in there.
That takes me back to the days when you called me when you were smoking your bong.
It's been, 16 months? 17? I haven't.
No, you haven't done anything.
I haven't smoked anything for anything.
No. It's been great. Anyway, thank you, Jill.
Thank you very much, Jill. We appreciate you. And then another one from Sir Brian Renai. Thank you for putting the picture of Willie in the newsletter. It's great to put a face with a name, and he looks even more real than any of my AI generated girlfriends.
Yes.
Make sure you people are reading the newsletter.
Thank you.
Subscribe at currythekeeper.com. Great tidbits in there. Hope everyone has a blessed holy week. And remember, while you should KYMC, remember to KYHO, keep your hearts open.
Oh.
In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
He's trying to start a trend.
Yes. Well, we need Keep jingle. If you want to start a trend, we need jingle.
Yeah,
need
right.
Jingle. We got the monthly $7 from Ashley Wright.
Thank you, Ashley. I just heard from her today. She's such a sweetheart. I miss her.
A Striper Boost, mini Striper Boost from Alan C. Paul. He says, a long delayed boost. I've been AWOL on building up to my Salmon Yay status, but listening faithfully. Now, we met him at the Spark Media.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Spark Media
he's
event.
He's a very talented musician.
Extreme, yes. Beautiful, beautiful music. Yes. And it's all value for value.
You should see the spread he put. He filmed the spread his wife was making on Easter and her organizational chart. She puts me to shame.
Oh, I want to see that. Was it on Insta?
Yes. She puts me to shame. I was very impressed.
Oh,
yes.
Love that.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
I've been AWOL on building up to my Salmon Yay status, but listening faithfully. By the way, everyone, do your own accounting. We don't track that. Yeah, it's the honor system. Adam, the pastor you watch is Dr. Tony Evans of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. Yes. So I subscribed to his podcast. I was actually talked to Pastor Jimmy about this guy. Pastor Jimmy was like, Dr. Tony Evans is one of the...
He's talked about him from the pulpit.
One of the best. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he has the most amazing analogies.
Yes.
I mean, he was talking about Ephesians 6, 10 through 17, mm-hmm. whole armor of God. And he mm-hmm. took it to the Matrix.
Oh.
I mean, like, whoa. He's a legend of the faith. And I listened to him for years on his radio show, The Urban Alternative. Check out his series, Kingdom Man. And you'll love it. I will. Tina, have fun at Mar-a-Lago, basically a stone's throw away from us here in Broward County. KTLD
KYBL.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. KTLD KYBL. Missed a good hang there.
Wow.
The Alan C. Paul. Thank you, brother. Randy Black, $5. Yep. Appreciate you, Randy. I don't have a note from Andy.
I don't either.
Paul Hearn with $5. Also no note that I could find. KSU Pike 97 with 5,000 sats. Keep up the wonderful show. Boosting in from Fountain. Blitz 5. That's Michael T. Says, I sent a note to Adam's email, but also wanted to support in a small way. I'm Michael T. Michael, could you send that again? Because I don't have a note.
I looked
and I could not find it.
Yeah.
Marco Frischen comes in with 3333. He's also just boosting. Oh, why not?
Nice.
Boost for the daughter memory flashbacks.
Oh.
What
about our favorite memory? Remember, that's the last question.
Yes,
I mean, it seems so long ago. It was two weeks ago, man.
And we got a couple of boosts from Pestmerk. Pestmerc.
They probably need to be decanted. I don't remember that name.
I don't remember that name either. So, yes, decanting is in order.
You've been decanted.
And he says, well, my wife has told me ever since I got out of the military to use emojis at the end of any text I send. I always sound like a jack wagon. I meant the crucifix comment with the most respect and love.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, we appreciate
that.
Yeah, we
do.
No, of course.
We do.
Now I can find the damn heart emoji, I would be set.
Oh. Okay.
It's in there somewhere.
Yes.
That's basically my go-to heart emoji.
Yes. You send a lot of heart emojis.
Heart eyes emoji.
Yes, you
and
do.
Kiss emoji.
And a kiss emoji.
And that's all I use.
Exactly.
That's pretty much all I use.
Yes.
Thumbs up.
Yes.
I never send you a thumbs up. No, do I send you thumbs
not
up?
Not usually.
And Nigel came in from True Fans with a couple of boosts, no note. Thank you all very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Really appreciate that. It's so nice. I do have a couple other notes. Let me see. Yes, I had a make good from Catherine Morton. Remember she sent $50 for her 2 weeks
yes.
ago
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't find her note. You had sent it to me. I really apologize, Catherine. It was for her 50th birthday on the 23rd. So I feel extra bad.
Yes, you should.
I should. I'm a bad producer. She said, thanks for
going to be replaced.
Okay. Sir Brian with an I is your new producer. Thanks for sharing life's up and downs in the Curry House. I love hearing about both your faith journeys.
Aww.
As a Christ follower for most of my life, hearing your excitement and learning about God inspires me to dive more into the scriptures. So please know that you both have made an impact, and I am very grateful. Catherine from Charlotte, North
Aww,
Carolina.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so
and
much.
And happy birthday.
And I got a great note from this guy who was a very well-known comic book artist.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for Marvel, DC Comics. I mean, he has like fans. Like mm-hmm. he goes to these fan days and people just love him. And so he started his own imprint, his own comic book series. And he sent John and I a note and he said, you know, I just want you to know you guys really inspired me to get this going. And they sent me a separate note. He says, by the way, I've been a Jesus freak all my life. And because of you and how you guys are speaking out about it, and he says, I've become more bold myself.
Oh,
man, I love hearing that.
I love that too.
I just love hearing that. Thank you all very much. Go to currythekeeper.com. We also have a P.O. box. I go to it all the time.
We do.
Sadly, it's empty.
We do.
You know, there's like some junk mail in there.
Is it empty?
Yeah, or a postcard from Craig. Craig, we got your postcard, man. It was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Where'd you send that? Was that from Africa?
Uganda.
From Uganda?
Yeah,
from that Uganda. Was cool. We love that.
He's home already, though. That's how long it took to
postcard,
get here.
He beat the postcard.
Hey, at least it worked. Well, we didn't go through my God shot yet, so you want
to
do that?
Yeah, I'd love to do your God shot. I have a jingle for that.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
Yay. All right, God shot time, everybody.
So, you know, God tells me where to go in the Bible. So I've been reading about David in the Bible, and then I switched over to Mark, and I've been reading Mark. But before that, I got led to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, which was, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And how fitting with Pastor Jimmy's message, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that it's a spiritual warfare. So, you know, considering all that I've been through in the last 6 months with my health, and I've just learned to surrender. I've learned to surrender. And you know, I say this all the time about how God is more concerned about our sanctification than our comfort. And that's to fortify and to strengthen my faith. And I when I read that scripture, that's exactly what I think. So this the notes that I have here says, stand still in faith, and he will turn that battlefield into your blessing field.
Wow.
I like that. Wow, blessing field. Isn't that good?
Blessing field.
You're going to come out better. Allow God's strength to work through your weaknesses. Ask him.
Mm.
I love that. The blessing field. That's good.
But also, your health is, I mean, you're almost back to normal.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of have my wife
back.
Yeah,
it's remarkable.
She's
how much
drinking
better.
Wine, people.
I'm not drinking a lot, just a little.
Just going easy.
I had a little with Annette, too.
Easing into it,
And but yeah. So, and it's just, I mean, I was, you know, I got really dark and really sad and really went to places where, sometimes I think that, I know I had to be so broken to kind of get me back and strengthen
what
me.
What a trip, baby.
But I love that. Turn your that battlefield into your blessing field. Because it is a blessing. This whole thing that I went through is a blessing because I can take that and turn around and teach somebody else about what I learned. And everybody's different, but every piece of knowledge is just so, could be so helpful. And so, God gave that to me.
There was kind of a parallel God shot moment that connects to this. Do you mind if I break a HIPAA violation?
Sure.
Because you had some histamine attack.
Yes.
Is it okay for me to tell everybody?
Because
I just did.
Yeah.
And and so I'm reading Ephesians because I'm doing this, you know, actually, the U version is doing Ephesians, whole armor of God this week. And
week.
I'm doing a separate, and you know, that's actually how it came to Tony, Dr. Tony Evans.
Yes.
And so,
yeah.
And I was sitting with Pastor Jimmy, we're having our steak. I'm like, you know, there was this word, this is something that popped up in my spirit filled body. He says, oh, you mean the word wealth? This is like they have these little boxes with word. And I like it because it explains the history of a word.
Yes.
And so the word in Ephesians 6:13 is withstand, which also means resist.
Right.
What it is comes from, I think it's the Greek antihistamine.
Oh.
It's literally withstand. So you have histamine, and that's where antihistamine comes from, which, you know, is like Robitussin. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wow.
Or this Benadryl, is, not
Robitussin. Benadryl, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. And then I'll just read the, so it says, withstand antihistamine. Strong, compare antihistamine from anti against and histamine to cause to stand. The verb suggests vigorously opposing, bravely resisting, standing face to face against an adversary, standing your ground. Just as an antihistamine puts a block on histamine, antihistamine tells us that with the authority and spiritual weapons granted to us, we can withstand evil forces. I'm like, that's, you know, you're kind of battling that last evil force.
So
it very weirdly just all kind of came together.
Yes. That's cool.
And that's your word wealth moment for the for this week. It's Adam Curry's word wealth, everybody.
Yeah. But I mean, going through this has been, it's been a blessing. It's been hard, but it's been a blessing because I trust God implicitly. I trust that he's putting the right people, the right things in my path, the right decisions. Mm-hmm. And it gives me so much freedom and comfort knowing that he's got this. So anyway, that's my gotcha.
That's your gotcha?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Do I have one what?
For the end of the show?
The question of the week?
I didn't know if you had done any work. It's not that I want to participate.
You never want to participate.
I try, but usually I'm like, oh, stupid question of the week. That's right, everybody. Let's find out about our past completely unrehearsed. We have, I mean, Tina knows. She's rehearsed. She writes
I got the question.
You got the question. What is the question of the week?
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
What's the most beautiful thing you've ever been told?
Oh, the most beautiful thing you've ever been told. It was May 19th.
Aww.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Aww. Oh my God, it makes me cry. Mine isn't that one.
I couldn't remember the year that quickly. I know it was like 5 years ago or something. But
Babe, it's May 19, 2019.
Yes,
hello.
It's in my ring.
How could you not remember that? That made my eyes water.
Off the top of my head, unrehearsed.
That's pretty good.
That's the first thing I could think of.
Aww.
Bam, everybody. That's how you do it, boys. Yeah.
Boosh.
Right. What's yours? I mean, top that.
I know.
It's okay. I won't hold it against you. It's just who I am.
No, it was, Mom, I love you.
Aww.
And I need you.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. I know. And that was recent from both of my daughters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're grown women. They're 29 and almost 29 and 27. And to hear that, not that I need them to need me.
No, it's beautiful when you hear that.
But it's like, oh, it just shows our connection. Mm-hmm. So I love that. So that was a good question.
That was a very good question.
Yeah.
By the way, you can send us questions of the week if you have any. We love
one person has done that. Yeah. Hello, cork-soakers.
What kind of cork soakers are you people?
Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, well, we made it, babe.
What's going on? We're flying to Dallas on Friday.
Yes, I am.
Oh, we're going to see Vic.
Yep.
Your bathroom buddy. Your bathroom buddy that you talked to in the bathroom.
I talked to Isaac. He's the safety pilot. Great guy.
We're going in the small aircraft.
Yes, we are with cup holders and Sirius XM.
Yes, hopefully I'll have a headset.
I did say, Isaac, dude, please let me reiterate. We need two headsets.
And how many hours does Isaac have? What I need to know about.
Thousands.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just up at KAFW. So
we're going to see Vic, and Vic is Adam's friend from, I mean, we've known each other, 30 years?
I'm flying, but Isaac will be keeping an eye on me.
You're flying into Dallas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going VFR, babe.
Oh.
We're flying during the day. Last time was during night.
Oh.
So it'll be nice. It's going to be smooth.
Okay.
I think.
Oh.
I haven't looked at the weather yet.
Goodness gracious. But so Vic started a podcast. What's it called? 10,000 lies?
Hours.
Oh, hours.
Miles? 10,000 lies. I think it's 10,000 miles. Yeah.
So he texts me and he's like, Tina, I want you on my podcast. I go, really? Why?
Because I did the podcast when you were gone.
And I teased him and I said, hey, you know, I'm available. And I was just teasing. And so he texts me and he said,
you should do it.
I go, really? Why?
It'll be fun.
Why? I have nothing to say.
You're an interesting person.
Oh, brother.
You are.
So now I'm going to have to be on his podcast. And
then I can pimp you out. Look at my wife. Look how cool she is.
And I think it's video, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So I got to do my hair.
Yep. Yeah. I had to do my hair.
Oh.
Yeah. I look good. Did you see it? I look good.
You look real good.
Blue background.
Yeah. Blue background.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Mrs. Curry, it's so good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I'm excited to sleep with you tonight.
And believe me, we're going to be sleeping.
Yeah. I love you, baby.
I love you too, darling. We'll see you next week, everybody. Guaranteed.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening,
Curry and the Keeper.